Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to season one, episode number one. This is my last podcast, and I'm going to make this some reflections on 4 years of 7-minute bites of the New Testament. So this last podcast answers, how many mornings does it take to wait quietly for him in the New Testament, or how long does it take to thoughtfully digest the New Testament? Well, for me, the answer was 1,484 mornings, approximately 4.1 years. And we've, for those of you who haven't been with me, I've been sequentially going through the events of the New Testament. One thing I learned early on was there's no hurry. For I learned some time ago that when I was trying to read the Bible in the year, that it was much more important to get the Bible through me than it was for me to get through the Bible. And the greatest thing I've ever learned about Bible study, one of them, is to read less and to have a much more dynamic and active process with the Holy Spirit. The problem is I'm not a holy person, so there's much to do. So it takes me longer to read the Bible in a year. First time it took me 4 years, and the next time it took me 6 years. Turn with me to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. I want to read verses 22 through 26 in Lamentations 3. I think it summarizes this last podcast. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid upon him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. So as I finish the New Testament and these series of podcasts, I'm grateful to people. I think back at the beginning, somebody encouraged me to start this exercise at the start of COVID and to use a verbal tool, an app, to help maintain fellowship during a time of actual physical separation. And then after somebody heard a number of those, someone encouraged me to make it into a podcast. And many have told me, many listeners have told me where they listen and when they listen. Some people text me in real time and comments about the day's podcast, and they so appreciate that. I have some regrets. I wish I could have been a better teacher, sharer, and guide for you. I want you to know that I worked joyfully and diligently, and I wish I could have seen God more clearly. And of course, if I knew that my understanding of God was wrong in any way, I would change it. I would try to be more accurate. So I do wish that I could have communicated him more effectively. I wish that my theology could have been perfect. I certainly did try, but I was tasked with the Almighty, and I am not very almighty. And one thing I know, though, is that he is worthy, even in bite-sized chunks. So I wish I could have been different as a Christian. I wish I could have prayed better. I wish I could have loved his appearing better. I wish I could be found in him in a deeper way. I wish I could have gotten more out of the way. So I've spent 1,485 episodes trying to be invisible, and I wish I was more invisible, which is hard to do in a solo podcast. Most of all, I'm grateful to the Lord. Until you come to the end of mornings, you do not come to the end of the morning mercies of God. So saith in Lamentations chapter 3 that we just read. But when we do come to the end of mornings, we'll come upon mercies that are even better than the ones that we enjoy now. So can anyone say that we have exhausted the kindness of God? Or can anyone say that we've exhausted his worthiness? Or his character of creativity, or his sacrifice, or any of his other characteristics. I'm grateful for the insights and the revelation of God himself. This has been a study of God, and I am a poor comer to the subject, and perhaps we all are. So as we conclude, let's renew these truths, that his steadfast love never ceases. His mercies have been new every morning. It has never been a duty. I bolt out of bed to be with him and to be with you. He is my portion, for who else do we have? Where else are we going to go? The Lord has been good, and the Lord is good. Let us wait for him. Right now, this day, wait until he shows up. Earnestly seek him. Wait quietly. It'll be noisy enough. And maybe, too, put our mouths in the dust. Let's be humble. After all, we are not hoping in ourselves. Until you come to the end of the mornings, you do not come to the end of the morning mercies of God. And on that day when we do come to the end of mornings, we will come upon mercies that are even better than the ones we enjoy right now. So if there is another morning for me tomorrow, and if there is another morning for you tomorrow, perhaps I will see you here if this is not my last podcast and it turns out to be my first podcast. Perhaps we'll turn to the first page of the Bible, maybe to Genesis. And as I think about it, think about tomorrow, I wonder if God will meet us there. I wonder if he will be with me there. I too wonder if you will be with me there. Join me if we have another morning. We'll put our mouths in the dust. We'll put our eyes toward him. We will watch for new mercies, because I've heard that the mercies never end. Join me there. Thank you for listening, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for being with me throughout the New Testament.